and today we'll be talking with Reuben Leftwich and his wife Virginia of Bel Air, Maryland. Mr. Leftwich, when were you born?
November 7th, 1912.
And where about were you born?
Top of the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia.
Hills.
Yeah, hills.
Okay, when did you and your wife marry?
I'll have to answer some of those. August 23rd, 1933.
I see. And where did you marry?
We were married in Elkton, Maryland.
In Elkton. Have you all had any children?
Yeah.
Six.
Six children. Do they still live here in Harford County, or?
No, not all of them. I have three here, and I have one in the Air Force out in Arizona, and we lost one daughter.
I see. Well, Mr. Leftwich, who were your parents? What were their names?
Leftwich.
John William. And Emily Leftwich.
And were they from Virginia originally?
Yeah. Hillsville.
Hillsville?
Mm-hmm. Top of the mountain, really.
Do you have any grandchildren?
We have 13.
13 grandchildren.
Some great
grandchildren too. Wow.
Four.
So I guess you still must have some here in Harford County too.
Oh yes.
When did you come to Harford County?
He was born 1912. I think he was 16 when he came up here.
So about 1938?
Right.
Right, yep. In around then?
Yeah.
Jeez. Why did you choose to come to Harford County?
All my friends were up here.
Really?
And going to school. See, they wanted me to come up and on the farm. Mm-hmm. Down at Fountain Green. That's farm. Down there, they milk cows, and they wanted me to milk cows. So I come up to milk cows.
From Virginia?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I came up on the bus and started milking cows when I got here from Fountain Green. And that's where I got through school, milking cows,
morning and evening.
So how, you lived in Hillsville.
Yeah.
But you come here to milk cows?
Come up far away. They sent me a letter on safety, and they thought that was the best thing to do.
I see. So you just decided to move here?
Well, I didn't know. I left her down there for a while.
I didn't even know you then.
Anyway, I don't think she knew you did. That's the way I got up here.
Got up here.
I wasn't married.
What was Bel Air like when you were young, when you first moved here?
Well, about like Hickory up here. You know where that's at, don't you?
Sure. Right up the road.
That's about where it was.
So it was really small.
One school.
One street.
One street. So Bel Air was more of a small farming kind of community.
Yeah.
We had one movie, one drugstore, one church, and they had a hotel.
Yes, we had a hotel. Yes, we did. And then we had
a store.
And we had a farmer, had a nice little truck. He went back and forth to Virginia and got all these Virginia people up here from down there.
Did Did you attend school here in Bel Air?
Bel Air.
Bel Air High?
Yeah.
I guess that's changed a lot, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's still there. It's still there, but it's...
Oh, it wasn't... We went to the one on Gordon Street. You know, that educational... Right there on Gordon Street.
Yes.
That's where we went to school.
So you went, there as well?
Yes, in that building. That's all. They didn't have those other schools.
When did you
come to Harford County?
Well, I was 8 years old when my parents came up here. So I've been to three different schools. I went to one out, Route 1. Am I talking loud enough?
Yes.
I went to one at out Route 1. That was the closest one. And then I went to Bel Air for a while. And then back to, then I went to Dublin. That's where I graduated.
So when, not when, but where did you two meet?
Oh, well, he... Long story.
That's okay, we have plenty of time.
He had a job making ice cream. The people that, the farm that he worked, people that he worked with on the farm, they had all this milk and everything. And they decided it's going to start an ice cream store. So they went ahead and made all arrangements to make ice cream. He was the one that made the ice cream.
Who made it too, buddy?
On Churchill Road.
Fountain Green.
Mm-hmm. Right, Fountain Green.
And it's growing up too right now. But I was the only one that had ice cream, homemade anyway.
So I guess maybe... I stopped to get ice cream and I met him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she and her sister come from Darlington down there, and get ice cream and see me, of course. And I did that and had milk cows. I had 18 cows. Night and day, by hand.
Mm.
No,
a lot of work.
No milking machines or nothing. Did have a separator and all that, so you can
separate the cream from the milk and all that stuff.
But they had that big farm down at Fountain Green.
Mm-hmm.
And right where, right at Fountain Green, you know where Fountain Green is.
Well, it was right before you get to the red light, the intersection,
that
Fountain
was,
Green
okay.
Road and Churchville.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just before you get to the red light on the left.
There's three farms sitting in there.
All the houses are on it.
Right in there.
Yeah. They build houses all over.
What was the social life here like when you were young, when you first came here?
Oh boy, that's a good question.
Movies.
Yeah, we had a movie.
You didn't go to the movie, boy, that was
Main
a treat.
Street, Bel Air.
The old one that used to be in
Bel Air?
Yeah,
that's where it was.
Everybody went to Bel Air on Saturday night. I mean, it was crowded on that one street.
That was the main show right there. Right where the movie is.
So all the young kids, and I guess a lot of other people used to go to the movies.
Oh, the old folks went too. They just bring the whole family.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would have a place where you could buy a Coca-Cola for a nickel and ice cream. And of course, the hotel, they had a small restaurant under the hotel.
Hotel was up after the First National Bank on Main Street.
What was the name of the hotel?
Vaughn's.
V-A-U-G-H-A-N-S.
Vaughn's.
So people used to go there to eat?
Yeah. And just watch other people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Leftwich, you worked at Kisling's drugstore for a while.
Right. That's right.
Can you tell us a little something about it? Where was it?
On the corner.
Right there at Route 22 and Main Street.
Going to Aberdeen, going by Fountain Green. Mm-hmm.
Right at the red light there.
It's a red light where?
22 and Main.
Was it? It's a car place. Used to be a car place.
Yeah. Right. It's unoccupied, right?
Yeah,
unoccupied,
and that was right
that
there.
It was right on that
corner?
Drug
store, right.
Okay. When did you start working for them?
While he was in school.
Yeah. In school, see. And I was going to graduate that year, and they wrote me up from down in Virginia. Come down. No, I was down in Virginia. And they wrote for me to come up on the bus and go to school in Bel Air and help make 18 cows night and morning.
Yeah, but you worked at Kisling's.
Well, in between, I was working in the drugstore.
You're a busy man.
I was working in the drugstore, and I was working there.
You were the only one?
Only one.
On the soda fountain.
Yeah.
Oh, so you ran the soda fountain?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it like? What was the drugstore like?
Great. It was, you know where Borden Fulford is?
Mm-hmm.
Just about like Borden Fulford. That's an old one.
Mm-hmm.
That's been here a long time. That's what happened was there.
There was another drugstore on the corner of Main Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, called Richardson's.
Yeah.
I remember Richardson's.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they were there a long standby. But that's about the gist of it.
Was Richardson's there when Kisling's was there?
Yeah.
So they were competitors?
They're competitors. Yeah, well, but they worked together, and there was no problem when there weren't that many people.
Also, did you, I understand you worked for a while for a Strickland's Motel.
Oh, Lordy. Gosh sakes, I certainly did.
That's when we got married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
let's see, 1932 and 1933 you worked up there.
So you all hadn't been married for real long?
No.
We were married, like I say, in August 1933. Mm-hmm. That's while he was working up there.
Okay, I see. What did you do at Strickland's?
Rented cabins.
rented the cabins out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
They had little cabins sitting around. They still got some sitting around there, one or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they was all around that field. There in Hickory.
Strickland's was in Hickory?
Yeah, right up the road there.
There at the Ignatius Church.
Okay.
Right the church.
Where that veterinary store is right now.
Right, right.
And they had been there for years and years and years. So I was her chauffeur. I did the driving. She would go to New York or somewhere. She'd say, "Get ready, let's go." And I was just a little boy.
She drank a case of beer a day.
Yep.
Was this Mrs. Strickland?
Right. Yeah.
Blue Ribbon.
Patched?
Yeah.
Oh. Case of beer a day?
Case. Never miss it, boy. She just got her a case of beer. She drank that old case. The whole thing, buddy.
How long did you work for her?
Well, I was there with her. And I stayed with her for quite a while till. I don't know what happened right now.
Oh, you went to Carol's Laundry.
Went into the laundry business.
Carol's Laundry in Hardygrass.
Okay, went about, I guess, 34 or so?
Something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Hardygrass?
Yes.
Yeah. Still there.
What did you, What did you do for?
I did everything.
Everything.
Well, you drove a truck.
I had a truck. Each man had his own truck.
Mm-hmm. Delivery person.
And I'd pick up and bring the stuff in and wash it or get it washed and clean the restraint. And it was the only place around people can get their laundry done.
Have de Grace must have been a lot smaller then, too.
Oh, gosh, yeah, it was just
very small.
Very small. One street.
Must have changed quite a bit.
Oh, yes.
Well, people keep...
There was little streets, you know, off of the main
people
street.
Just kept moving in and moving in.
It's just like post office. You know, you have to have a post office.
Sure. Sure. How long did you work for the laundry?
Well, I was there probably for, I don't know,
he must
about
have been
10 years.
Almost 10 years,
about
I guess.
10 years.
So into the war,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Right.
Well, when did you decide to get into business for yourself?
Well, I'd always had it up here.
Before that, though, he worked at Edgewood. He was working down there as a driving test man.
For the post.
For the arsenal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I had to charge all the people on the post.
He had to give them driving tests.
I had to give them driving tests and lessons.
How did you become involved in that?
Well,
he knew of a friend of his that he was under him, in other words. Mm-hmm. His friend got him on.
I see. So you gave driving tests to everybody on the post?
On the arsenal,
yeah. Everybody drove a government vehicle. It had to come through me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a pretty good setup. You know.
Was that, had you stopped working for the laundry and you started doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Laundry. The laundry kept changing, and the managers, the owners died, and off, and so it got smaller and smaller, and that's where it went.
So. Then, after that, he went into business.
For yourself?
Yes.
Well, when about did you decide that it was time to get into business for yourself?
Oh, let's see.
Well, he and his boss had a talk, and he said he asked Green what he would like to do. I think he was going to get laid off.
From the
yes.
From the laundry.
No,
or
from
the
driving test.
Okay.
And
that's right.
Yeah, he decided that he wanted to go into business for himself.
I had to give the job up to civilian. You know. All government jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to give up. I had to do something to see because I couldn't get along without a job.
Sure.
So that's what happened.
So he went down here and rented this little place down here from Felix Irwin. It was just a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Had two tanks, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was it exactly?
You know where that...
bottom of the hill.
You know where that... I guess it's Antiques. Next to 7-Eleven down
there.
That's
my building. I built it.
On Route 1?
Yeah.
Right down.
Okay, yeah.
Right down there at 7-Eleven, all that mess in
got
there.
Got a little old colored gal runs it. She don't do much, but she don't pay no rent. She just takes the building.
Sure, I know where that is.
It was just a little... 2x4 place, and it was during the time we had to have rationing tickets for gas.
During the war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was 1943. We went into business.
And we had all the business. We didn't have.
Well, we didn't have much to go on. We just didn't have the room.
Because it was a small place.
It was
place.
So small.
Well, they condemned my place of business.
See, not then, honey.
Well,
not then.
That's coming up. I mean.
Well, not then.
Okay. All right.
he sold gas, and he had
just gas,
you know, candy and, you know, stuff like that.
So it was sort of a gas station. You sold some
hot dogs, I think.
Just like the one next door did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And potato chips and all that stuff.
Snack kind of?
Yeah, just a snack bar is what it was. With two gas tanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, when did you decide to expand the business?
Oh, I think we expanded probably a year or 2 years after that.
So just about the end of the war?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, I think so. We took the tanks out and went into the food service.
So that's when it was...
Catering.
Oh, you had a catering too.
Well, not right off. Not right off.
Just graduated. Everybody in Harford County that had anything, they called me.
We started out with hamburgers and hot dogs and...
And it was called Reuben's.
Reuben's.
And used my
dry name. Van. Then from there we went into girls serving outside.
Okay.
Car service.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So was it, how was it set up? Was it a traditional kind of drive-in place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a real drive-in place, right? You know, I had the girls in uniforms.
We had a big, kind of a, you know, thing run out over the roof and over the top, and then they had stalls to go in.
Okay. Okay. So all this, you expanded after the war. And,
yes.
And it became a full-time just restaurant.
Of course, we kept increasing, selling different things.
And then I went
into, got bigger.
I went into catering.
And he was catering along with us, too.
And I got in with the right cramp, right up at, what's that place up?
Peach Bottom.
Hmm.
I got in
with the right people. And the big wheels from Pennsylvania.
How did you meet these people?
They'd come by and stop in, and they liked my food and my sandwiches and all. And so they got me in, and they come up there. And I worked with them up there all during the war.
Well,
the war's over.
Yeah. It was after the war.
Well, the war is, I guess, just being that in and out.
We catered for at Annapolis, the governor's. We catered a party for the governor one time.
Which governor?
Governor Maryland.
Oh, what was his name?
Was this in the 40s, 50s?
Yeah, 50s.
50s?
I don't know what his name was. I can't remember.
Well, when did you begin the catering business?
When I went in business.
Well, we had been in business, I guess maybe 3 or 4 years.
So
and then we decided to cater. Some catering.
Might have been about 1946,
1947? Yeah, around in there.
So your business must have been going pretty well.
It was. It was going great. We had no competition.
Only drive-in around?
Yeah, the first one that came to Bel Air was Gino's.
Hmm. I remember Gino's, the restaurant.
Yeah, that's our only competition we had.
That must have been fairly later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was the first one that come in to compete with us.
Mm-hmm. So you had the run of the whole area.
Harvard County.
Yeah. Harvard County.
And then you expanded into the catering.
Went into catering, and then I covered
car hops. It kept growing and growing and growing.
You mentioned that you catered for the governor.
Yeah, at Annapolis.
In Annapolis. And you also mentioned to me off tape that you catered the opening of 95?
95, President Kennedy.
And
he cut the ribbon.
Oh, President Kennedy was there.
Right.
Yeah. And then he had
then Peach Bottom.
Peach Bottom, Pennsylvania. I catered all that from the start.
When they first came in, we had to pack box lunches to go up there.
Yeah, 800 at one time.
Yeah, that's what we had to do. 800 at one time.
For the Ballmer?
No, it was for the...
Ballmer.
Philadelphia.
Electric.
Oh, yeah. PG&E?
Yeah. I did all their work. I had all their business.
Philadelphia Electric Company. I don't know what they called it, but...
They brought all the classes down, and I fed them all, and I went up there, and I had big dignitaries I had a big bus, school bus, you know. So
it was equipped.
Mm-hmm.
With a grill and all that, a refrigerator and all that stuff.
Oh, wow. On the school bus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
With all the seats out,
I just
equipped it to serve food.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, did you have other people working for you too?
Oh, yeah. I had about.
We had ten people working at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's including the car hops.
What exactly did the car hops do?
Well, they would, as soon as they would get a customer, a car would pull up,
mm-hmm.
they would go out and take their order. And then they'd bring the order back, and it would be filled on a tray, special tray that fits on the car.
Right.
And of course, the girls would collect the money, and of course, they'd get a tip, usually. And it was young people. I mean, it was boys and girls. We had so many people met their wife or their husband there and got married. We even catered some of their weddings.
Oh, really? Well, I guess I guess you two must be responsible for quite a few marriages.
Oh, we are.
We covered the county.
We catered a lot of weddings, private weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big weddings.
Mm.
We had ice, you know, like those ice carvings, we had that. It was right up to par.
What was running the drive-in like? I mean, it must have been pretty wild.
Well, it was. It was getting wild. It wasn't as much traffic. Young people, young boys, you know, looking for girls.
They would meet there. The boys would meet there with their cars, and then they'd all take off at one time to go racing up in Pennsylvania.
Oh gosh. Well, at this time, you had your catering business and the drive-in. What exactly did you do at the drive-in? Did you cook or did you run things?
I did preparation on everything, and then I had help, you know.
We our main things that we served was steak burgers, hot dogs, of course cheeseburgers, and then we had barbecue, mm-hmm. and Susie Q potatoes, and thick milkshakes made out of ice cream.
Real ice cream.
Mm.
Homemade ice cream.
Homemade pie.
Oh.
We had a lady that's all she did, would come in every morning and make pies.
She made pies too.
I mean,
80 to 100 pies.
Daily?
Oh no, not daily.
Weekly?
Weekly.
About weekly.
Hmm. Still a lot of pie.
Sure.
Yep, she just passed away.
Of course, we had the one girl that was with us until we sold our business. And she's the one that bought it after we decided to give it up.
Well, we talked a little bit about your customers. What were they like? What were the kids like when in the 50s?
Just like you are now.
Oh, Not hardly.
It was getting worse and worse.
Not hardly as bad as they are now.
No, boy, I tell you, got some.
Well, we had a few problems there once in a while.
But I guess they must have come far and wide to.
Well, a friend of ours, a very dear friend, happened to be the sheriff up there at that time. He was out there most every night just to, you know, hang around and eat and drink with us and talk.
Well, that was the big hangout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was
no place else to go.
Well, how did the business change while you operated it? I mean, it was open for some time.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty long
68.
Time.
We sold it in 68, so.
Did you continue to expand?
Yeah.
Well, I expanded with my two trucks. I had two trucks.
Well.
Set up, see.
He's talking about the building. We expanded twice.
The building's sitting down there now.
Right.
We have kept it up. I built that building.
We expanded twice to get to where it is right now.
That building's solid as. It's built out of good stuff.
We've had
builders.
We had five floods while we were there.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a flood area.
Water was up
right there. No, not that far.
It was.
No,
water was up to here. No.
It's up to your knees.
Well, Sam, seemed like it was up to here.
And we could not get flood insurance.
So it must have caused a lot of damage.
We had to close up and just clean up.
Yeah.
And that took a while, I'll tell you.
Must have taken a lot of money. Too.
Oh, it did. You know, it did. But we had good help, and they all pitched right in and did their jobs, cleaning it up.
They've had some floods down there since I moved out.
Oh, yes.
And but the heavy ones, we don't have them anymore because they build all up back here, across on the other road,
mm-hmm.
and that caught the water before it came down there.
So it's not nearly as bad
no.
anymore.
No.
Well, I believe you said that. The restaurant, you owned the restaurant until 68?
Yes.
Why did you decide to sell?
Well, help, you couldn't get too good help. All they wanted to do was try to steal all they could from you, some of them.
Mm.
And the bypass went in. And we didn't get the tourist trade.
I see.
We got a lot of tourist trade.
Oh, and traffic.
Because this was the primary road.
Right.
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 Main road.
Right.
Everybody had to come through Bel Air.
Mm-hmm. So things
were on their way to Florida or wherever.
Because Route 1 was the road
that's
that
it.
They ran from Maine to Florida, basically.
Right.
Yes. So that cut our business down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting kind of tired of it anyway, so. The girl that had been with us all this time that we were in business, she decided to take it over.
What was her name?
Nancy
Blevins. One Blevins.
Yeah.
So she basically bought you out.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Did you continue with the catering, or did she buy that?
No, she didn't buy the catering. I just gave it to her.
Oh, you gave it to her.
I just gave it to her. Because I kept my fingers in it.
Well, she catered there. What catering she did, she catered right there.
Mm-hmm.
In the building.
Of the post.
Because we had a dining room, you know. We had built a dining room on.
I see.
And that's,
well, it's still there.
Yeah. It's on the farther end.
What we've told you, you can go down here now. It's because that whole building, I built that whole building.
Right. So she took it over basically, and And you both basically got out of...
Right.
Well, it was the health department closed it out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the health department got so strict that we just couldn't afford to buy new equipment. Mm-hmm. And she took over what we had. And she was in business 4 years. And then she got out of it. She couldn't take the health department rules.
Well, after you all called it quits on the restaurant business, what came next?
Well, let me see.
Well, we retired.
Yeah, but I was still busy, still working.
Oh.
Well, I was working down to college.
Hartford Community?
Yeah. Yeah, I worked down there for in and out down there.
He was delivering Meals on Wheels.
Oh, you worked for the Meals on Wheels?
Yeah, and that's where they prepared all the food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How long were you involved with that?
10 years.
So about to 1980?
Yeah.
In around then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, were you, you were involved with the Commission on Aging?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I believe you, what exactly did you do for them?
Well,
we drove a bus.
Delivered.
You know, those buses that run around.
I delivered people up to Tarsville and Edgewood and, you know.
So you provided transportation for people to get around?
They furnished the vehicle when I drove it.
I see. Was that about the same time you worked for Meals on Wheels, or was that later?
That was after Meals on Wheels.
I see.
You hear that?
Well, you've been here quite a long time, and you lived through some big events.
Oh, yeah, we've gone from... You couldn't believe me.
Oh, his last job was... He worked with Marriott over on 95.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Maryland House.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he worked over there. How long did you work over there?
Well, I was in and out, you know.
He managed it at first. Mm-hmm. And then it just got too much for him, so he finally just went in as a helper, mm-hmm. you know. He was over there, I guess, about, what, 5 years? 4 years?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to, kind of wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what Bel Air was like during the Depression.
Oh, boy.
I know you were pretty young at the time.
Yeah, but I was the only place around that I had all the business.
Well, he's already, you've already told him that.
You know, we had all the business. I didn't have time to look around and see what was going on.
Well, people didn't have the money to do really a lot during the Depression. And then they had the gas rationing and food stamps and... I tell you, it was rough. It was really rough.
I believe, if I'm correct, quite a few of the banks closed in Bel Air.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which must have made things really hard on people.
It was rough going. Really rough going.
Of course, we were associated with the Forest Hill State Bank at Forest Hill. Mm-hmm. That's where we were doing our business. Harry Heaps.
I was in the lodge. And
he's in the lodge too. IOOF Lodge. He's a member of the IOOF.
Oh, I see.
Independent Order of Bodyguards.
Yeah.
And then we had from each one of these round, there was. But these other places, other people,
Oh, he belonged to, what's the one out in Forest Hill? We weren't with him very long ago. We just won't talk about that one.
Well, you, you both opened, your business during World War II.
Yeah.
And, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what things were like around here in World War II. I mean, it must have been a lot different than in peacetime.
Well, there just wasn't anything going on. People just didn't have the money to buy cars.
And there was pretty strict rationing, wasn't there?
Gas was hard to get. So, you know, it just wasn't very much action, really.
Well, it must have been hard for...
People still had to have a sandwich.
Sure, they still had to eat.
Yeah, right.
But you had, since you had gas for a couple years during the war, it must have been hard to get gas.
It was. They wouldn't only allow you so much, the gas companies.
Well, see, everything was hard to get, you know, rationed out, so everything was the same way. I had this little piece of ground here, just a regular plane left from a sale. They had all these places around here were sold, but this little place here was 350 by 300.
So you built this house,
yeah,
right here.
Oh, the lumber in this house, it has a history.
Really?
Yes. The contractor took the lumber that was from the church there on Broadway, you know, next to Klein's.
Sure.
You're not right across from Klein's.
You're right across on the right. They built a new church there, and all the lumber from the old church, our contractor put it in this house.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was so hard you couldn't even nail in it.
Well, that was in the 30s?
36.
35 and 36. That's interesting.
It is. You better believe it.
Yes, sir, it was.
And it's still here.
Still doing well, too.
Yeah, it's
of course, we added this on, mm-hmm. You know.
This was a porch.
This was a porch, but we added this on, but we have three bedrooms and a big living room and dining room and a bath and a basement.
Then I built
porch deck, of course.
I built this garage out here.
Oh, yeah.
And it got somebody burned it down, and I had to rebuild it. So we've had our ups and downs. You know.
Sure. I understand that you're both members of the Oak Grove Baptist Church.
Right.
How long have you two been attending?
We've got raised all our kids, practically, I guess.
Well, he joined the church after we were married, Oak Grove. He was going to the Methodist church on at Mount Zion when we were married. And I was still going to Oak Grove because I was 16. My family was still going to Elm Grove. So after that, he joined up at Elm Grove.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm.
So we've been there all our lives.
And they had nice people, girl women that had their children, and they'd take them, you know, and had nice classes for them. So that's where we just went there, and we've been there ever since.
That church has been there for a pretty good while.
1930. They kept adding on.
They're still adding on.
So
I think you told me they're getting ready to renovate.
In the back of the sanctuary, they're adding on 3 stories. They'll soon be starting.
I see.
And it's going to have an elevator.
And I believe you told me earlier there's about 1,200 people now. That
yeah, anywhere from 11 to 1,200 people right now. Oh, we have a big youth children all from little ones on up through to the graduating class. We have a huge bunch of all those youngsters, teenagers.
Well, you've both been here for a long time.
Well,
in Hartford County.
Right.
And I guess
we've been married 60 years.
So I guess, well, as we said before, you've seen a lot of things happen here.
Oh boy, yeah.
And especially the way this area's grown, I guess, for about the last 20 years or so.
Yeah. Then the roller rink went in. That's where all our kids spent their money.
When did they build the roller rink? Do you remember about?
Oh, let's see. Mike was born in 58. It was there when Vicky was born. That was 1950.
Yeah.
It must have been built about 1945 or 48, somewhere around in there. Because all my kids went up there.
Well, I guess a lot of kids went there.
Yeah, well, I know, but, you know, it cost so much to put them up there for skates. They all had to buy skates, you know.
Oh, sure. Sure. So that must have been a pretty popular place,
too. Oh, it
too.
Was. It really was. Supervised very well.
So I guess right in this area, between your restaurant and the roller rink, there
yes.
must have been kids here all the time.
There was. There was.
And we just lost them. Just nobody left.
They're all married and have
well,
families now.
The owner of the place just passed away.
The roller rink, yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen up there now.
Well, I guess your restaurant and the roller rink helped bring an awful lot of happy
yeah,
people
it
together.
It did. It really did.
Well, see, I had a full restaurant down here. I had everything.
We served meals and all. Full course meals.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You mentioned that you had a sit-down dining room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's still sitting there.
Oh, it's I don't know what it's like.
It's
probably a mess.
It's full of used furniture.
Well, I was going to ask you both, what do you think of Hartford County today, of Bel Air, this area?
Well, you could...
It's changed so much.
I guess you'd call it change, yeah.
Oh, a big change, I tell you. There's so many people coming into Bel Air. If you don't follow the red lights, you don't get through it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I understand. This area's grown.
Oh, it's...
Well, all the people that was here with their kids, they've all grown up and come and they've...
Well, you can go around right now and mention Rubens to the older people. They can tell you some stories.
I bet.
You better believe it.
But what do you think of all the things that have happened, like all the people that are here now?
Well, they're friends and neighbors, and like I say, you go to the mall now, you hardly meet anyone you know. They're all strangers. And you can stay down there for an hour or two and you probably won't see anyone you know. That's how it is at the mall. And of course, when it first opened now, it was different. We just go down there and meet a lot of friends, but not anymore.
Do you remember when the mall opened?
Yes. I worked at Montgomery Ward's. I went to work at Montgomery Ward's the same year we sold out, 68.
Okay.
That's when Montgomery Ward's opened. That was right in the mall.
Well, I just have a few more questions for you. I was wondering if you could tell us about the truck you drove when you sold food at farm sales.
I had a big full size Ford station wagon. I mean, like a
school bus.
School bus. It was school bus. Yeah. I had two, three of them.
No, you had two.
Well, I had all together. I had some extra one, I think. So, and I had about 10 girls working for me. See, and you'd have a sale, sell all your
functions.
Auction sales. And then I went out. I'd be there with lunch. Just feed everybody lunch.
The auctioneers.
Give the auctioneer a little extra lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, and they just eat that up.
Oh, we were good friends with the auctioneers, I'll tell you.
I guess so.
Yeah. Rain or shine, you know, they have sales.
Well, I've been told that they were real social events.
Oh, they were, absolutely.
They made it. I mean, I had a good setup for that.
Whether they bought anything or not, they'd be there.
They just visit.
Sure. I understand that quite a few people would get together for one of these farm sales.
Yeah. Well, all these farms, I think I've been in all of them in Harford County.
And some in Ballmer County.
Yeah, they've been quite used to it. And I had my van set up so I could cook on it and grill on it.
Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff.
Private parties and weddings. And we had several weddings outside, you know, in the summertime, which was really nice.
I had service for about 200. You know, and it's easy to set up when you know how many people.
I mean, you had to prepare, a lot of food.
Well, it sounds like a lot of work.
You better believe it. Hot dogs and hamburgers and any kind of sandwich, you know. We had it.
Well, we didn't have no place to live. And this ground here was land here, and the auctioneer was a friend of mine. He said, why don't you buy that little piece of ground? It's only a little bit. It's 300 feet long. 200 by 300. And so I thought.
Then the state road took off 25 feet.
Okay.
After that.
And they put the bypass through. Mm-hmm. They cut off everybody they could, you know.
Well, they widened the road. Yeah. They had to. They couldn't do anything else. But you know, this bypass, especially on Friday evenings, you can't see the end of the line.
It's a lot of traffic.
You can't see the end of the line. And until they put that light in up there, you couldn't get out there. Most of the people would come right on through and make a right. Instead of going north, they'd make a right, go down here and turn around and go back. Yeah. To get out. Then they put the light in.
Yeah, this the bypass and one during rush hour, it's just ferocious traffic.
Weekends, especially at nighttime when they're coming back from work, all the people. It's really bad.
I guess it's a far cry from when you two were young.
Yeah.
We used to be able to walk up and down the road, you know, and do things, but not anymore.
Oh. Well, I was wondering.
But all the old neighbors are still here.
Still right around you?
Yes, except next door we have new ones. And outside of that, we just have all the old ones still here.
Gosh. Did they move in this area about the time you did?
Yes, a little before we did. Okay.
That's right, because I remember, Mr. Leftwich, you said that this was like one of the last lots.
Yeah, they moved in before we got here.
So they must have gotten in here about late 20s, early 30s.
Yes.
So this is a fairly old community.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. It's it really is.
I don't know if it's important or not. But the zoning board, I called about this property across the street. Mm-hmm. They're going to build a, what they're going to call a Hickory Park out of it. It's going to be houses, but that's what they're going to call it.
So they're going to zone across the street for housing development?
Yeah. That's what they told me. In about 4 or 5 years.
Well, the area keeps growing.
I hate to see that.
I understand. This is a lovely area.
Yes, it is. Right now. Except the traffic.
Well, basically that's all the questions I had.
That's about it.
Give him something to drink.
Okay.
But
my son is still in the Air Force. He graduated in 76. That was my last one.
His name?
Michael. He graduated in 76. And joined the Air Force in 76 when he graduated. And he's been in the Air Force, he's got 2 more years and he'll be retired. He's been over to Bosnia twice already. And he's going again July the 8th, another 2 months. Doing nothing over there, just sitting. And he was transferred to Tucson, Arizona this month, first of the month.
Is he an active pilot?
No, he's not a pilot. He's radio communication.
I see.
He's got 2 more years.
What about your other children that are still in Harvard?
Well, my oldest son is at Plaza right now, Plaza Ford. He's a shop foreman down there.
And his name?
Jack. And my other son lives off of the Emerton Road. His name is Bill. And my oldest daughter lives in Thomas Run Road, next to the college down there. And my youngest is at Hickory. She has a stitch and sew place up there. Called Spicer Stitch and Sew. She owns that.
That's right up the road, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you told me you both have quite a few grandchildren. And,
oh yeah,
and
they're
a couple
spread all over.
Great grandchildren.
I have one in Texas, and I got 3 in Florida. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 in Illinois. The rest of them are here.
Well, I just, in conclusion, I want to thank both of you for taking the time out to talk to us.
Oh, we've enjoyed it. We really have.
Because you both really contributed a lot to Harper County. And as we said, you really helped bring a lot of people together. A lot of people got married because of spending time together at your restaurant.
Well, we had all of it. We had all the business. Really, and I mean all of it. because
it was a family get together place.
Yeah.
You know, there was no beer, no nothing like that around, unless they sneak some in.
But I want to thank you again. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you both.
Oh, it's sure nice having you here. We've enjoyed it.
I'm glad to see you up here.
Thanks a lot.